Thank you. Please be seated. I love that song, Emmanuel, God with us. God comes close to us. But that's an invitation, because as God comes close to us, it's an invitation for us to take that one step towards him. And so I'm going to invite Tim to come to the front, because our next part of our service, we are in the presence of God as we hear his word and as Emad then speaks to us. So Tim, if you would come here, and Emad, where are you? I've lost sight of Emad. Let's just pray for Emad and for Tim as well. Thank you, Father, for time spent in your word through this week by people listening to you. Lord, we pray that you will speak to us through Emad today. Place in our hearts the words you want to say to us. And we thank you for Tim, Lord, and for him as he reads your word to us. May we hear what you want to say to us today. Amen.
Our reading today is from Acts chapter 1, verses 1 to 14. In my former book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and to teach until the day he was taken up to heaven, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles he had chosen. After his suffering, he presented himself to them and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command: "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." Then they gathered round him and asked him, "Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom of Israel?" He said to them, "It's not for you to know the times or the dates the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." After this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. They were looking intently up into the sky as he was going, when suddenly two men dressed in white stood beside them. "Men of the Galilee," they said, "why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus, who has been taken from you into heaven, will come back in the same way you've seen him go into heaven." Then the apostles returned to Jerusalem from the hill called the Mount of Olives, a Sabbath day's walk from the city. When they arrived, they went upstairs to the room where they were staying. Those present were Peter, John, James and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James, son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas, son of James. They all joined together constantly in prayer, along with the women, and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. Thanks be to God.
Good morning. Oops. Fresh. Happy New Year. Right, and Merry Christmas to who are Eastern like me. Yes. A Coptic guys like me, Orthodox. Yeah, thanks. Yeah, Merry Christmas to the guys from Russia, East Europe, Egyptians like myself. It's all good. Yeah, right. Welcome to the new series of the term, is the Book of Acts. Right, a challenge for you or an encouragement. I would love you to do something very important for me, is from now until April, at least read the Book of Acts once. 28 chapters, not much. One chapter a day, it does the work. Yeah, work your math. Maybe you can read it twice or three times during this time. Yeah? I got a challenge. Put that for you. Read it and share. You can use the whole idea of the soap method for yourself. Get a piece of, get a good notebook, find out the scripture, it highlight, write it down, do your observation on it, find out what the Lord is saying, write your application about it, share it with others, and pray. Yes? Easy. Four words, soap, easy to do. Yes? Right. That is a good job for you. From now until April, I would love to hear so much from everybody. Yeah, come and share with me. I would love that. That will bring a lot of delights to me. Right? It's 28 chapters. Is that correct? No, it's not. It's 29. You know where chapter 29 come from? It's your chapter. It's yours. It's your journey with him. You will find the book of Acts talk about how the church started, but he talked about individuals. Stephen, Saul, Peter, John, and others. Lydia and others built the church. He talked about individuals as well as he talked about the whole entire church. Therefore, chapter 29 is your chapter. It's your journey with him. Okay? Therefore, think about that one. Did you write chapter 29 or not? Or you're still writing chapter 29? Yeah? That is a very, very important piece for you. What is your chapter 29 looks like? Right. Ollie, would you mind put for me verse 8, please? Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Right. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. The most famous verse in the book of Acts. Every time you speak book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 8, straight away. Why? The Great Commission. Why? Because you are going to be the witness. Automatic. Book of Acts, Great Commission. Big one, isn't it? But how I get there? Two parts of the book of that verse. You will receive power. Once you do this, you will be my witness. Two pieces. A promise of power. Application, you will be my witness. Right? Okay, here it is. Take that as a prophetic, if you want to put it this way, for this year, 2024. Three key things in order to move from the promise to the application. And this is for 2024. Key number one, get to know the word. Read it like you're taking your journal or reading newspaper. No. A good information book? Not really. Psalm 103, verse 6 said something really interesting. He said that he make his way known to Moses and his deed to the people of Israel. Whoa. Wait a minute. What does that mean? He make his ways known to Moses. When I know the word, I will know his ways. It's not information about he is taking care of me. My house is running lovely. My kids are great. It's not. This is the deeds of knowing him. Good information. But knowing his ways. How? By being in the word, by being in the presence. Knowing him. Right. Another one for you in Luke. In the rest of the book of Acts. Before the book of Acts written, this is when Jesus raised up from the dead. Two things happened in Luke. Two incidents. He met two guys from Emmaus. village, walking disappointed that this guy died, which we have all the hope in him, and they walk. But Jesus appeared to them, talked to them. But something was very, very important. He said he explained all the prophets and the psalms to them. When he started breaking the bread, what happened? Their eyes opened. He made his way known to them. He explained the word. And here is the thing. There is a difference. All the Pharisees before him explained the word. What is the difference? There is, I explain the word as information, or I explain the word that is become flesh, is become materialized. I see it. I see the promise become flesh in front of me. The greatest miracle happened in the Old Testament that Jonah get into inside the whale. Wow! But he raised up from the tomb. Isn't it wow? Here is the difference. When the word become flesh, materialized, when the promise, as Jackie shared with us last before Christmas, become your own. You become the answer of the promise. Mary know that the virgin in Isaiah will give birth. But she didn't know that she will be the one doing it. But she becomes the answer of the promise. Hello, where are we? Are we the answer of the promise? The word become flesh. He made his ways known to put your name in. The same thing happened with the disciple. He explained the prophet and the psalm to them, followed by, and their eyes opened. You see the pattern? Knowing his ways by knowing the word. Knowing the word, it means you become the answer of the promise. The promise is, I will empower you when you receive the Holy Spirit. Great. What does that mean? You will become the answer of the promise. You will do the work. Make sense? Yeah? Right. Key number one, we said, know the word. Key number two. Are you ready for that one? Partner with the Holy Spirit. Has become your husband or your wife. What does that mean? You know when the Carl married some guy, said, and now you become one. They announced them, yes? What does that mean? Unity. Yeah. There we go. You become one. United. Partner with the Holy Spirit. It's not he's doing his job and I'm doing mine. Jenny's famous word is, all what is yours is mine and what is mine too. It doesn't work like that. Yeah? You partner. You share that together. You journey together. Right. How you say that? I'll tell you something. Did you trust Jesus? Yeah. Yes, you do. Yes. In book of John 16, something amazing he said. It's better for me to go because I'm sending you the Holy Spirit. Whoa. Wait a minute. But you are great. You are doing miracles. You are a nice guy. You perform from 5 bread and 2 fish. You feed 5,000. We are doing amazing. What are you talking about? No. It's better for me to go because the one is coming to live in you way better. Imagine Jesus saying that about the Holy Spirit. And this is the Holy Spirit you should partner with. Not working together, you partner, unity, you know? We explain what partner means. Unite with him. And Jesus himself said, it's better for me to go. But why? Because he will guide and explain and teach and take you to where you can glorify me and glorify the Father. Because this is the work of the Holy Spirit. Whereas he is in you, you will be able to glorify me and the Father. Because me and the Father are united, are one. And you're invited to be united with this amazing triangle. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Therefore, if I trust Jesus, I'll trust what he's saying about the Holy Spirit. Simple. You cannot tell him, what is yours is mine, and mine, what is mine is mine too. You cannot work like that. You have to unite with him. Number three, because we don't have long time. Number three is unity. Verse 14, please. I cannot do it on my own. What the Bible said about the disciple, and this is the key of the book of Acts. They are continually come together to pray and break bread. This is the key of the book of Acts. They always done it together. This is the real deal. When we do evening like tonight, when ask you to come and pray and unite together, it's not, we don't have enough time in the program, let's just do something fun. Or just let's add, we are sitting bored at home. Don and Douglas sat bored at home one day and said, oh, shall we just put something in the program to look nice? No. The whole idea is real united together. When God gives an idea, because he is leading the church and the family to work together. When God gave a vision to someone, hey, Douglas, it's yours. You know what? When I have time, I will come. When God speaks to people in the church, he invites us as a church to unite together. It wasn't Douglas' idea. It was the Holy Spirit in Douglas lead him to do so. Therefore, if you are partner with the Holy Spirit, what do you think about the unity the Holy Spirit asking you to do in the church, in the family? And apply that to everything. It's not Helen's idea that we will do a covenant community together. It's something we come around to remember our covenant with him. And the covenant happened between the Father and the Son in order for me to be in this place. to be loved and accepted, to have eternal life. That is what it means, let's unite together. It's not because it's a good idea. Because this is what the Holy Spirit in us wants us to do so. Right? Three keys, I believe, for 2024. I will repeat that one again. Because I felt very convicted that this is what the Lord wants from us. Get to know Him and get to know the Word. Partner with the Holy Spirit. And be in unity with one another. The application of all this, to be witness. This is automatic response. It will overflow from you. You don't have to work hard to be an evangelist. It's not my gift. It's pouring out of you regardless if you want to do it or you don't. If you unite, if you partner with the Holy Spirit, you are sensitive to Him, the automatic response to this is you are His witness. It doesn't need to be, it is my gift. I'm not really sure. I'm not outspoken. Your presence will change people in your workplace. You don't need to work hard for it. The actual automatic response of who you are and who you are partner with, you are reflecting. How many times you said, oh, Stas, you started speaking like Izzy. What? Why? It's her husband, for God's sake. Yes? Why? Because they are living together 24/7. Oh, you start doing this like what Izzy used to do. Yes, because she's my wife. What happened? We are partners. And I notice that Stas start doing this. Exactly the same thing in work or your workplace. Where is the action come from? Where is this attitude from? It's the Holy Spirit. It's my partner. You pour out regardless whoever you are. Whatever you are, whatever your character is, introvert, extrovert, name it, whatever you want to put title on it, because it doesn't matter, because you are pouring out what the Holy Spirit is giving you. Doesn't really matter. Therefore, the automatic response to those three keys is to be my witness. Shall we stand up if we may? And Helen will lead us in a time of response to this. And let the Holy Spirit speak to our hearts.